recently across Protopage, I'm really quite taken with it. It's a way of providing a home page or start page or maybe a home page for your department. So it could be a history department home page. And on that home page can be lots of dynamic content, which is pulled in from elsewhere on the web. So it's constantly refreshing its information and therefore always appears new and fresh for your students when they're viewing it. It works basically using widgets which are largely based on RSS feeds, and I've not always found RSS feeds, widgets that add RSS feeds, to be entirely successful. The ones I've tried on Proto page have been 100% successful, so really impressed with it. It's got an awful lot that you can use with your standard ones. So on your start page you get things like Mashable, Engadget, TechCrunch and so forth. They're widgets which are pulling in RSS feeds from those respective pages, but you can stick your own in. So if you've got information which is coming in from somewhere that you use a lot, so if it was a geography homepage, you might want to bring in data that's refreshing from National Geographic, or maybe NASA, or any other site that has an RSS feed. The BBC has lots, so that might be a good place to start. You need to create an account to be able to save your page. So when you click on having created your account and you click on add a widget, you've got lots of options. You can add a Twitter feed, so it can be a Twitter feed of a person or an organization, or it could be a search term of a particular hashtag. You can add photo feeds that come in from, for example, Flickr or Picasa or other photo sites. You can even add map locations, so you can add a widget with a specific or geography topic on a particular place. It could be on a First World War battlefield, or it might be on a particular geographical feature like beaches or whatever. And they can all be added quite easily. The whole process is automated, and of course the information updates as you go along. You can also add static widgets that just contain text or rich text. You can add to-do lists or calendar items or just photos. You can even have different tabs, so it's not just a single page but can be multiple pages, and it can be viewed on most mobile devices too. So it's a really good way of getting dynamic information.